Welcome to the Special Bulletin Review, the secure remote workforce sponsored by Lookout.
Hello and welcome to today's program. I'm Eric White. When the coronavirus pandemic hit and the need for teleworking options was large, some agencies already had modernization initiatives underway to make that possible. One of them was the Department of Agriculture, whose Deputy Chief Information Officer Bajinder Pal spoke with Federal News Network's Jason Miller about those initiatives and how they helped USDA hit the ground running.
So I would say, in retrospection, USDA has done extremely well. Even before the pandemic, the strategy from the Office of the Secretary, from Secretary Perdue and on, has been that they view information technology as a key business and mission enabler for the USDA's extremely complex and critical mission across the country for more than 100,000 employees working across multiple field offices throughout the country. And they've always seen information technology as a key enabler to delivering efficient, secure, and reliable delivery of information services to aid the mission of food safety to the farmers and the ranchers. So our journey, quite frankly, began way before the pandemic really hit nationally. With respect to the IT modernization, we began our journey in modernizing the core IT infrastructure that included the data center consolidation, the deployment of modernized wide area network to support the traffic and the capacity needed to support the mission, not only for today, but also the future. So we already had very actively these modernization initiatives underway. And by the time the pandemic hit us nationally, fortunately, USDA was in a very good position from the standpoint of having a stable, scalable modernization information technology platform to support the demand for increased teleworking. And in fact, the fact that we deployed cloud computing on back end, the fact that we deployed network services, which was provision on demand, the capacity on demand, the performance on demand, and the fact that that we delivered applications which were web-centric, thin client, leveraging mobile office management, also known as MOM, to securely deliver applications across our iOS and Android devices. It really, it truly became a central enabler to the mission of the USDA. In fact, today, through MOM, not only can we deliver a full suite of Microsoft Office applications, but we can also conduct Microsoft Teams, Skype meetings collaboratively anywhere, anytime across the country. So we have done fairly well, and the technology has enabled the USDA to maintain its focus on delivering the mission.
USDA's modernization journey is well known, and we've all watched it happen. Did you guys have a big shift, or did you guys have to increase VPNs or VDIs or ask for more bandwidth from the cloud providers when the telework surge hit? Or was it as easy as, and I'll use this kind of in quotes, flipping a switch?
So I would say even before the pandemic happened, our modernization strategy really took into account we did a best case, worst case scenario. Fortunately for us, it worked out very well. The way we designed our core infrastructure, it was really based on the model of using cloud computing, the on-demand provisioning based on scalability, based on the capacity needs. So for example, the wide area network that we delivered through our service provider, we have the ability to scale up. We are continuously monitoring the traffic on the network. And as additional bandwidth is needed, we are able to provision that on demand. Similarly, also in terms of the secure eVPN solutions, we built enough capacity. We also leverage Microsoft Office 365 that enabled us to our users throughout the country to securely access some of the critical applications, the messaging and the collaboration collaboration applications through non-VPN solution as well. So it was a very balanced use of infrastructure, security VPN, MOM, mobile office management, as well as leveraging Office 365 based application using secure non-VPN solutions.
One of the things that the USDA faces with very similar agencies is you have so many people in the field. They always talk about headquarters and the focus on people like yourself who are teleworking now. But for years, USDA always had employees who were basically full-time teleworkers. They'd go inspect or go visit farmers and ranchers or go inspect other things out there to see whether it's Forest Service or the like. Give me a sense about how the network has evolved and how during this pandemic, those people, those employees were able to continue along to meet the mission of USDA.
Yeah, you know, so this has been, obviously this has been historically a challenge for some of our locations in very rural areas with respect to farmers and ranchers. And obviously in terms of our Forest Service, mission critical needs, as well as, quite frankly, the food safety. There are field offices and meat processing establishments in rural areas where, you know, the access to a robust network has been traditionally an issue. So we have taken a very proactive approach and really partnered with the industry, companies like AT&T and CenturyLink, and developed innovative solutions where we have deployed, for example, devices like cradle points that add to the network connectivity. As I mentioned earlier, on our mobile devices as well, we have deployed the mobile office management solutions that are able to deliver full suite of secure app, mission critical applications, as well as collaboration suites such as Microsoft Teams or Skype capabilities to our end users, the end users who are conducting food safeties on essentially the notion of any device, anytime. So whether it's a Windows platform or it is an iOS-based mobile device or Android, through the use of technologies like cradle point, provisioning on demand, deploying MOM-based solutions, web-based applications, a complementary of these has enabled us to strengthen the delivery of the application and the mission critical access to our end users. Now it's a continuous journey, quite frankly. As the technology evolves, our focus is to continuously gauge the feedback from the customers and look for innovative ways to strengthen the connectivity. In fact, the department has been extremely proactive in also looking at some of the innovative technologies like distributed ledger, such as blockchain, robotics process automation, where we are able to implement the automation in some of the mission critical processing activities. So a combination of a holistic, fully integrated modernization strategy that focuses on the network, on the infrastructure as a whole, and also application design that enables us to leverage the web-based access and also the mobile office management suite on our mobile devices. So a combination of all these has enabled USDA to provide a holistic access to the mission critical information and application by our end users. So this journey continues and it evolves and it matures.
Bajinder Paul is Deputy Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. We'll have more from our interview with him after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
Protecting your organization's mobile devices is more important than ever in today's telework environment. Lookout, the leader in mobile security, delivers modern endpoint security with the most comprehensive protection from device, network, app, and phishing threats without prying into your data. Carahsoft, the trusted government IT solutions provider, partners with Lookout to streamline and optimize distribution. For more security that goes everywhere you go, visit lookout.com.
This is the new normal. You've heard that term used to describe the current state of many things, and that's even more true for agencies' IT and telework needs. Now that things have settled down, many, like the Agriculture Department, have had a chance to finally assess what their long-term needs are if we truly are going to be here for a while. Federal News Network's Jason Miller asked USDA's Deputy CIO Bajinder Paul about that very subject.
At the heart of the USDA's modernization strategy has really been a data-driven approach. The secretary and the deputy secretary, they truly have a vision of looking at metrics on the ground to drive critical decisions. So, for example, we collect tons of information through our help desk. We have deployed monitoring tool on our networks and infrastructure, and we are continuously monitoring the traffic. We are looking at the capacity utilization on an ongoing 24/7 basis. And within OCIO, we are, along with our partners, service providers, we are looking at the metrics, we are looking at potential bottlenecks and potential timeframes when we see peaks and valleys in bandwidth usage. And so we are making dynamic decisions. As I mentioned before, the fact that we have an on-demand provisioning of our network capacity bandwidth, we are able to dial up and dial down depending on the traffic we see. In fact, the use of data has permeated not only the OCIO, but also our mission areas, where we provide critical data to our mission areas for critical decision support system. Operationally, we are looking at the infrastructure utilization. We're looking at the resiliency information. We're looking at performance information. And we're able to detect almost on a real-time basis the peaks and valleys and make the adjustments. And I would say in the case of USDA, the fact that our journey began well before the worst-case scenario, the unfortunate event of the pandemic, we were fortunate enough that our leadership enabled us to begin our modernization journey and factor in a more modern, robust, on-demand provisioned infrastructure. So when the pandemic hit, combination of having the ability to continuously monitor the traffic across the enterprise and having a modern, robust infrastructure really enabled us to manage the increased capacity. Now, majority of the users across USDA are teleworking. They're dialing in remotely. They're using Microsoft Teams as a collaborative tool environment. So the infrastructure has seen tremendous stress, but happy to report that so far, based on the data that we're looking at, real-time data, the feedback mechanism, that overall it's performing well, and we on few occasions we have to dial up the bandwidth on demand as needed based on the bandwidth utilization. So it's really the dividend is really being paid off with that early planning and early execution.
You almost answered my next question, so I'll ask it and maybe in a bit of a different way. Has anything surprised you? Has anything stood out to you about the use of bandwidth or the use of capacity or how the agency now is, for instance, moving to Microsoft Teams or some other collaboration tool like never before?
Has anything surprised me? So I think, having been in IT for more than 20 years across the federal government, I think for me, quite frankly, it's been the realization that, as agency leaders, we've always talked about, information technology. Technology can and must be a mission enabler. And the fact that innovation and security must coexist, side by side. And I think, having gone through this journey and still going through the journey here at USDA, it's been a strong confirmation that yes, indeed, information technology has become central to the delivery of the mission. And indeed, innovation, as we are applying, as I mentioned earlier, technologies such as distributed ledger, robotics process automation, and obviously having a highly secure environment, that these two elements can coexist, and we can deliver streamlined and optimized services to our end users. So, was it a surprise? In a way, yes. I think in the context of that, it was a confirmation that yes, the last few months, the unfortunate last few months through the pandemic, that technology has really demonstrated itself to be a mission enabler in all aspects. So it's been a pleasant surprise in that context.
I've talked to a couple CIOs and other technology executives, and it's interesting because when you ask the question about technology and non-technology people start to say, well, what's that going to cost and why do we need it? And, how are you going to pay for it? To, we need it now, get it done. Oh my goodness, I couldn't believe we can't live without it. There's definitely been a changeover from the viewpoint, from the perspective of non-IT folks to said, yeah, I know I need my laptop or I know I need my email. But now when you have to work from home so much and you have to do it securely, all of a sudden, I think you're right, Bajinder, that idea of the demonstration of mission enabler, it never was more true than it has been in the last few months. When you talk about, let's maybe shift over, because one of the things when you talk about secure remote workforce is this idea of cybersecurity, this idea that you have more people working remotely, and then therefore your potential risk is bigger, your risk surface is wider. How have you guys worked to ensure that while the risk surface is larger, you're not facing more risk or more challenges of keeping your data and your system secure?
So that's a very interesting question, Jason, and I'm glad you asked that. So I would say in the context of the modernization strategy that we embarked upon at USEA, there are multiple dimensions to ensuring that we truly provide secure end-to-end services. And this begins, for example, at the infrastructure level, the consolidation of the legacy environment to a more secure cloud-based FedRAMP certified environment, where we can reduce the overall footprint of the infrastructure. It also, the other dimension of the modernization strategy is paying attention to the application portfolio and to the extent that we are able to consolidate legacy application portfolio, decommission applications and deploy more enterprise-wide solution, that has enabled us to reduce the footprint. And the third dimension is quite frankly having a very proactive security operations discipline across USDA. As you might be aware, part of the modernization strategy at USDA has been consolidation of Security Operations Center, or known as SOC, across multiple mission areas within USDA to a more centralized approach, where the OCIO is able to provide, through a standard use of tools and technologies, a continuous monitoring of the environment, looking at continuous vulnerabilities and continuous risks, and then developing strategies along with in partnership with the mission areas to identify critical and high vulnerabilities and risks and mitigate those vulnerabilities and risks on an ongoing basis. So it's been a combination of all of those things where we actually collectively, department and the mission areas have taken modernization steps to reduce the footprint of the infrastructure, has taken proactive steps to reduce and consolidate the application environment, decommission some of the legacy environment. And then the third layer being having a very proactive security operations protocol and discipline for continuous monitoring and mitigation regime. Now, obviously, one cannot completely nullify vulnerabilities and risks, but the key for us is to ensure that we have an active, proactive, and a robust environment of continuous monitoring and continuous mitigation. So that has been so far, thankfully, successful in delivering secure information to our mission areas.
This is the new normal. You've heard that term used to describe the current state of many things, and that's even more true for agencies' IT and telework needs. Now that things have settled down, many, like the Agriculture Department, have had a chance to finally assess what their long-term needs are if we truly are going to be here for a while. Federal News Network's Jason Miller asked USDA's Deputy CIO Bajinder Paul about that very subject.
Protecting your organization's mobile devices is more important than ever in today's telework environment. Lookout, the leader in mobile security, delivers modern endpoint security with the most comprehensive protection from device, network, app, and phishing threats without prying into your data. Carahsoft, the trusted government IT solutions provider, partners with Lookout to streamline and optimize distribution. For more security that goes everywhere you go, visit lookout.com.
We now continue our interview with Bajinder Paul, Deputy Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Does the addition of more remote workers, and whether, again, it's people using laptops or other devices at home, or the fact is that USDA is a mobile workforce with tablets and smartphones, does that add any more challenge to it? And have you guys had to do anything differently during the pandemic because so many more people were using these devices?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always a balancing act. Everything I mentioned earlier, our holistic modernization strategy, reducing the footprint of the infrastructure, reducing the size, the portfolio for the application, and reducing the footprint there. Obviously, having a very proactive security operations center, continuous monitoring and mitigation program. I think the fact we are also, continuously looking to deploy technologies, as I mentioned before, MOM, mobile office management, those are intrinsically more secure way of delivering applications to the end users on mobile devices and tablets. So, for example, the deployment of mobile office management environment not only allows us to deploy a full suite of Microsoft applications on mobile devices, whether they're iOS or Android. Also, MOM has intrinsically a secure architecture to protect USDA sensitive data. It also what we call the derived PIV authentication. In other words, users do not need to be entering passwords continuously to access the mission critical applications. So MOM, technologies like MOM is further enhancing our mobile experience, if you will, from an end user perspective. Also, through this technology, we're able to actively monitor the connectivity of these devices. So if they're lost or misplaced, we have a greater ability to take proactive actions and disabling the devices. So again, it's one of those things. I mean, we can never close the gap completely. The risk always will exist, but our strategy is looking at a more holistic standpoint. We have our effort is to reduce the footprint as much as possible, and then also look for innovative technologies like MOM to ensure that we are able to deliver securely across the mobile platform. In this case, whether it's the iOS operating system or the Android operating system. So those are the combination in our strategy that is enabling us to reduce the vulnerability and the risk of mobile computing across the enterprise.
You've been listening to our interview with Bajinder Paul, Deputy CIO at USDA, speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it online. Go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to the special bulletin review, The Secure Remote Workforce, sponsored by Lookout on Federal News Network.